Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Rashid Salam, host of Science of Your Health and You. We have an interactive program tonight to discuss a wide array of self-care initiatives for optimal health. It is so important to us as we move forward in life to establish a foundation for us to be healthy. We encourage you to join us in reconnecting our communities and our families together with a healthcare initiative. We look forward to you taking advantage of the information that we are hosting tonight. And before we get started, we want to take care of a few staples of information that we want to share, we want to provide you with. We want you to think about relaxing, knowing that you're in a lab, a learning lab. This is a classroom instruction. And I hope we take the opportunity to get a pencil and paper, take advantage of the opportunities that are now that you're being faced with tonight, because you will learn something that you have never heard before. It is so important that we recognize and understand the importance of learning. And we hope that you get the benefit of what we're trying to provide for you today. The most important thing I want you to understand is that we are here to provide information for you to make your life better. It is important for us to also recognize that sometimes we have to unlearn in order to learn things that we thought we knew, things that we understood in the past about a particular thing may not be what we thought it was. And this is what this learning lab is all about, the science of who you are, the science of how you are and how you should function as a human being. It is so important also to recognize this one thing, that we walk around with this magnificent form, don't know how to make it function. This form I'm talking about is your human self, your body, and all the tools that our God made for us to understand how we work, what's happening within, how different parts of our body coincide with each other and coalesce for you to have a proper balance. Our show is designed to make sure that you have that balance. We also want you to grasp the understanding that we're going to talk about tonight something that this would probably be our last time talking about it. We talked about the vaccines last week. But tonight we're going to talk about the COVID-19 and its variants. You know, I have something going on in my head that's really kind of making me upset. Every time I cut the TV on, every time I look at one of my friends or talk to someone, everybody's talking about the variant, scared to death. Fear is just taking over everybody's mindset. No one understands that what this virus is, how it started. We never even asked the question, what is this virus? How does it affect me? Why is it affecting me? And who are these people who keep telling us about a vaccine but never tell us what the vaccine is or the long-term effects of what the vaccine may produce? We have to wise up. We have to become smart. We have to use our head and quit letting fear paralyzing us, because that's exactly what's happening today. This fear is designed to make you stop dead in your tracks. Don't even think. Don't even try to figure out anything, because you're so overwhelmed. Your body is so overwhelmed with fear, worry, anxiety, stress. And you heard the old saying that you can worry yourself to death. But what is fear? Most of us have been in a situation where we always heard about what that acronym stands for, false evidence appearing real. Right off the top, we should know something. It says false evidence, but it's stopping you dead in your tracks. The only thing you can do when fear comes into existence in your being is fight, flight, or freeze. That's a traumatic experience. I teach that in my trauma classes, how important it is to know when something scares you or puts you in a state of mind where you become paralyzed, you can't think, you're going to do three things. You're going to fight, you're going to flight, are you going to freeze? So what does it do to your internal being? What does it do to your mind? What does it do to your organs? What does it do to your body? What are these dopamine releases and all these releases that are taking place in your body that affects your ability to move, affects your ability to think? And here's someone that we have been subjected to for 400 years, and they're going to come out and tell us something about a vaccine. They're going to tell us, Dr. Frankenstein's about to talk to you. And we accept it. Why do we accept it? Our goal is to unravel the mystery of the self. And I always say this, take the F off self, and what does it say? Self. We want to discuss why unfairness permeates throughout our history, why we tolerate being treated wrongly, why we feel we are improperly educated about everything that goes on in the universe. We are also improperly educated about who we are. So we need a fresh, new thinking prescription for change that will break this chain of ignorance that has plagued our communities for too long. Our politicians, who are supposedly our leaders, have demonstrated they aren't qualified. They're not qualified to even teach us and deal with the masses of people who are suffering today, but they say leave it to the science. We haven't asked ourselves the question, what is the science? So tonight, I want you to buckle in. I want you to let everything that you're thinking about go away just for a moment so you can hear. Because what happens when someone begins to tell you something that you don't know, we have all kind of reactions to it. Oh, what is he talking about? But what I'm talking about tonight and what we're going to be talking about tonight is something that's going to benefit you. So keep an open mind. Let nothing interfere with your ability to reason or perceive. We're at this state. We have to understand that change must take place. So the power of words we're going to be using tonight, how is it going to affect your brain? We're going to talk about the things that make up all the tools and resources that's necessary for us to have a good understanding of the science of health and you. So I'd like to introduce you tonight, my co-host, my good brother and friend. You know, I want you to say, I've never met him in person. But what he says when I talk to him makes me realize that I don't need to meet him. The truth is the truth. And they say the truth will set you free. So tonight, I want to bring on tonight a good friend of mine who we have become brothers in the last year or so, just talking over the telephone. But what he has made me realize is that truth is what it is. So tonight, Dr. Abdul Shaheed, are you on the line tonight, my good brother?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I'm sorry, I got kind of deterred a little bit trying to get everybody ready for something that they don't even realize is getting ready to happen tonight. the effect.
Man, don't I know. I understand perfectly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we want to talk about tonight, and I think I sent the email out to everyone. We want to talk about the COVID-19 and the variants. But the most important thing tonight is to get a good understanding on how this disease, and I say dis-ease, affects our thinking process. What is this virus that we call COVID-19? Now we have a new variant. Everybody and their mother is scared to death. We won't even talk to each other. We don't even go to each other's houses. They've eliminated the possibility of us even socialize. So the fear and anxiety and the worry and all those things that are happening to our thinking process is being affected by something that we have no idea about. So I'm going to just say a couple more things that people need to know. We're going to get started, and we want you to know that if you have any questions, please write them down. We want to hear from you. If something is said tonight that provokes thought, which is what we really want to do, is provoke thought and a thinking process that allows you to begin to ask questions about yourself. We walk around with this thing all day long and don't know how it works. So how can you not have a question about you? How can you not have a question about yourself that's all that makes you up? So with that, Dr. I know I'm calling you doctor. We gave you a PhD from the streets, my good brother, so you're going to have to accept that.
I accept every good title.
Hey,
I accept.
Can't can no one tell us what we can do and what we can't do. And so we have to get out of this thinking process. You know, so I'm going to turn it over to you, my good brother. And why don't you share with us the topic for the night? As a man thinketh, so is he. So please be careful when you're in your thinking process this evening, and be careful about what you are thinking about, because it has a direct bearing on your life. Dr. Shaheed.
Assalamu alaikum once again to all our listening audience, and peace be unto you. We certainly appreciate this opportunity once again with the name of the Almighty, the Source Creator. We give him all the praise and thanks for allowing us to be here with the listener audience tonight, and for allowing you all to be here with us. It's an honor to be on this program once again, The Science of Health and You, because that's exactly what it is, brothers and sisters. Once we begin to understand the science that make up the universe, and that science, is that coming from me, Brother Rashid?
I think so.
Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you very
but
well.
But I did hear some. Okay, can you hear me now?
I hear you very well, sir. Okay.
Okay, I just took those headsets on. I didn't want no feedback or anything.
Very good.
So we are so appreciative to be here to share this information tonight, and we're going to talk about how things are connected in the universe. Brother Rashid, we are all connected to the universe, and this is very important for us to understand. This is how we have to stay in balance and stay in agreement with the universe and with the laws, the universal laws that govern the universe. The universal laws that govern the universe. And we're not separate from these laws. We're not separate from the universe. We're part and parcel, connected with the universe. So health is also about being in agreement with the universe, believe it or not. That's where universal science come in at. If we break the universal laws, then there's a price to pay. So let's look at the virus. And we all, many people are so afraid of the virus. But those people who understand, Brother Rashid, they just get on with their life. They just get on with their life. And they know what to do to take care of their health.
Yes, sir.
Knowledge is power. And this is how we deal with our fears. Because if we have fears, of course, those fears is going to compromise our immune system. We're going to name all the 11 11 systems of the human body tonight and share them with you. But before we do that, we'd like to say a few things about the virus, starting off. First of all, the virus is a biological organism. It is an organism, just like the human being, but it's a microscopic organism. And this is all we have to remember about the virus. Every biological organism is going to gravitate to its food source. Well, let's just address how the virus came about. Where do viruses come from? Do they just appear out of the thin air? That's a thought. Where do viruses come from? And what are the growth factor for the virus? Growth factor means food. Every biological organism must have food to survive. These are questions, if we have the answer, we can deal with the virus on our own. We don't need to go to the hospital. We don't need to see a doctor. We don't need we don't need a vaccine to take care of these things. I'm going to get ready to share with you. It's all up to us. It's up to you. Each one of us has a body that we've been blessed and gifted with. In order to be here on planet Earth, we have to have a body. That's another one of those universal laws. Even though we are spiritual, even though we are energy, even though we are soul, and you can't see my soul, no more than in the practice, in my demonstration, in the life. That's how you get a chance to see my soul. So let's address how do viruses come about. And here it is. And none of those people that's in front of us telling us what to do have even expressed where the viruses come from. And this is what needs to happen. The people need an education on these things rather than made to be afraid. Why are they trying to put fear into us and just rather than just teach us about what we need to know about health and about the virus? It's a boogeyman. It's unknown. And we'll go from one boogeyman to the next boogeyman, and this is what we see happening. When a person or animal dies, they should be buried or cremated. Burial or cremation prevent that person's DNA and the RNA or that animal DNA or the animal RNA from turning into viruses. This is where viruses come from. It is no mystery. They just didn't pop out of the air. And some people think this particular virus has been weaponized. Weaponized. So we're talking about maybe a biological weapon. That's another thought. But let's just deal with viruses. This is why we have to bury animals. You have a big farm somewhere. It could be in China. It could be anywhere. And those carcasses are not buried or burnt. The natural transformation of life will continue. And the DNA and the RNA will turn into viruses. Don't be fooled, brothers and sisters. We have to ask the question, where did they come from? Man only used what the Almighty has created. What the source creator has created, man only use it, change it from one form to another, work with it, however you try to do it. He didn't create anything. And he can't destroy anything. But he can frighten all of us when we don't know and we're not educated. So we want to take the boogeyman off the virus. Remove that. A virus is a biological organism. Microscopic. You can't see it with your own eye. So now we have a new variant, Omicron. The Micron. They sound alike. Microbes are things that we cannot see with our own eyes. We need to have the aid of a microscope or something in order to see it. We have to magnify it in order to see them. So you have DNA virus, you have RNA viruses, based on what source it came from. Now let's look at the COVID-19. This is what they say, COVID-19, the new COVID-19. It is known as severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus. That's the scientific name. And the short for that is SARS-CoV-2. Well, what I just said, severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2, or SARS-CoV-2. That's the scientific name. It's a member of the long-standing clan of coviruses. Each virus is a microorganism that produced poison, and it replicates itself. That means it makes copies of itself. It can't divide. Like our cells divide, Brother Rashid, our cells are able to divide.
Yes, sir.
Our cells divide and continue to divide, and our body is composed of 75 trillion to 100 trillion cells. Just imagine that. How can something that can't even divide on its own take over a system that the Almighty had created, and it's a perfect system, the one that we have, our body. We have over 11 systems at work. That's what our body sits on, 11 systems. And I'm saying this for a reason. How can a virus that cannot even duplicate itself. It hijacked the structure, the mechanism within our own cells, and replicate itself. It can't even do that on its own. It need a host. It need my cells or your cells or someone's cells in order to replicate itself. Now just think about this. We are a creature, a creation of 75 to 100 trillion cells, and this virus cannot even replicate itself. It needs to hijack my cells, some of my cells, to produce youngs, to produce its young. And as it produces its young, it leaves poison and toxins everywhere. That's why I just stated, that's all the virus will do. It produces poison. And we've talked about poison before. Last couple of weeks, we talked about those things that make people sick. First one on the list is poison. Why do poison make people sick? Because poison denatures our enzyme. And I read a list of products that make people sick. The first one on the list is poison. The second one on the list is vaccine. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So there are no good viruses. There are good bacteria. And we have a lot of them inside of us. They're beneficial. We benefit them and they benefit us. But no virus has any benefit for us. So we have to study viruses and understand them, each one of us, in order to protect ourselves. This is what we have to do. This is exactly what we have to do. Study the viruses. Not let them frighten us with all these boogeymen. And another thing about virus, it is their nature to mutate. This is what they do. They mutate. So we're just giving the scientific name for SARS-CoV-2. Doesn't make any difference what it mutates to. Why should it matter to us? Doesn't make any difference. It's still a virus. And once you know how to deal with viruses and how to protect yourself, then we won't have to worry about it. Another thing we need to know about biological organisms, every biological organism has its defense mechanisms. So this is a microorganism. It has a defense mechanism. And we are human beings with 11 systems. Surely we have a defense mechanism to defeat every virus. Every virus. But we have to learn some things. We have to become knowledgeable. We have to become educated about health and about where we are. We have to become educated about who we are. Those two questions must be asked and answered. Number one, who are we? Number two, where are we? Those two questions must be answered in order for us to begin to improve and optimize our health. We are human beings composed of two components, one that you can see and one you cannot see. That's the human being. We have a component that you cannot see, the unseen, the invisible. And of course, we have our body, the concrete, the tangible. You can see it. But you can't see our mind, but you can see our brain. And the mind and the brain must work together. And matter of fact, this is what health is, brother and sister, when the mind and the brain is in agreement. The reward that the human being will receive will be health. Our mind must agree with what the cells need. So we need to know what food to eat and what food not to eat in order for us not to have the growth factor for the virus. I mentioned the virus have food that it loves to eat on. They're called growth factors. That's what the food is. Every biological organism must have its food source, and it's going to gravitate to its food source. Well, if we don't have our health, our own body will produce the growth factor for microbes, not only virus, but other microbes, yeast, molds, fungus, bacteria, worms, worms that you can see and worms you can't see. All of these things will come to eat on us because we will have growth factor for them. Once our body is out of the rhythm with the universe and we do not have balance, symmetry, and homeostasis, and not being experienced by our body, then immediately our body will begin to produce growth factors. This is what will happen. So it's imperative for us to understand what health is all about. If we understand what health is all about, then we can eliminate or prevent the growth factors that will be attracting microbes, including viruses, So what is a poison? Let's analyze what is poison. It is a substance that is bound with chemical bonds. What are bonds? These are gluey things that hold things together. We have the atom. Other atom combined to form elements. Element combined to form molecules. We went to school. We all know how that goes. And we probably didn't pay much attention. But now it's important for us to start paying attention. Because all of those things relate to our own body. So when we start putting these things together, there are bonds that holds them together. Invisible bonds. Invisible. We have bonds of relationship. One person to another one. We have social bonds that hold us together. It's the same thing with bonds that hold poison together. So if we get a poison in our body, in order to neutralize the poison, we must break the chemical bond on the poison. This is what we have to do. We have to break the chemical bond. Once the chemical bonds are broken, the poison will do you no harm. Here again, we're using science. We're using knowledge. We're using universal science. At this point, I'd like to share that every disease is curable, brothers and sisters, if you didn't know it. You might have some new listener on the line. Every disease is curable. But here's the thing. It's up to the person who has the disease will determine whether their disease will be cured or incurable. But nevertheless, every disease is curable. That means that the person who has the disease must become knowledgeable and understand what is happening and understand the working of his disease, where it came from. Every disease has a source that produced it, a product. Every single one has a source that produced it. This is why there is no good virus, because all viruses do is spew out poison. Unless the chemical bonds of the viral poison are considerably weakened and broken, the poison will remain in the person indefinite. There have been people who have gotten over the coronavirus, they thought. But they did not remove the viral toxin, the poison. And it's still in their body, compromising them. They have a problem walking. They have a problem breathing. They have issues, health issues, that the doctor cannot help them with. And the doctor will be making all kinds of excuses But that won't be helping the person. You need to know what happened. You got over the virus, but the poison that the virus left behind is still circulating in your blood. It is still circulating in your blood. And the virus toxin, the poison, must be removed. And the way you remove it is through ionization, oxidation, or hydrolysis. You make use of subatomic particles. I hope we all taking notes and paying close attention. Because we want to have the knowledge to protect ourselves. This is how the human being protects himself. This is our defense mechanism, brothers and sisters. Our defense mechanism is our intelligence. If we don't use intelligence, we are vulnerable to everything on planet Earth, all of the forces that you cannot even see on planet Earth. That's that second question. Where are we? We're on planet Earth, a rock floating in space. We're not in the garden, and surely we're not in the paradise. We can tell that by what we're going through with every day, what we have to suffer with every day. This life is nothing but a test, brother and sister. It's a test. So we must become knowledgeable on how to navigate where we are. The Almighty created us to live on planet Earth. He gave us everything we need to live on planet Earth, Brother Rashid. Everything. He didn't leave out anything.
I understand.
He gave us 11 systems. He gave us 11 systems. I think this is a good time to share those 11 systems.
Yes, sir. I think it is.
Share them. So we can understand we have a power. The Almighty has created us perfect, but he's not coming here to do anything for us. We can stop waiting. We're on our own. Yeah, make your prayers. Say a prayer. So we have to do what we have to do. We have to become knowledgeable. We have to use our God-given intellect, intelligence. This is our defense mechanism, our intelligence. So here are the 11 systems. We just want you to list them. And, of course, we have the procreation system first. Procreation. So if we don't procreate, we won't have to even worry about it. We won't be around long. We have to procreate. We have to give birth. It goes right along with those 6 universal laws that we're going to also share. We have to be able to replace ourselves. So we have to procreate. That is the first system, the reproductive system, male and the female. Contrast or opposite. That's the only way we can procreate, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
It's a universal law. No other way. You must have opposite, contrast, male and female. I don't see anything about in between. Okay? So that's the first system. We have the endocrine system. Those are the glands. The glands produce hormone. What do the glands need to produce hormone? To make sure everything is regulated as it should be. And things are kept in balance. See, we have imbalances all over the place, everywhere. It takes good cholesterol, Brother Rashid. We must have good cholesterol throughout our 75 to 100 trillion cells. Must have good cholesterol. HDL is paramount to cellular health. That is your first priority, to give your liver what it needs so it can produce HDL, good cholesterol. If you have a cholesterol problem, you will have a health problem. Every cell of our body must have HDL, good cholesterol. If not, you'd be in violation. Number three, the respiratory system. Now, this is the area that is targeted with the coronavirus. Why it targeted the respiratory system? And who taught it to target the respiratory system? How it know to go there? That's the gas exchange that happened in us. For carbon dioxide, we breathe out and we breathe in oxygen. We have the red blood cell carrying the hemoglobin, iron-rich blood. Why is it iron-rich blood? Why need the iron? Why it has to be iron? Iron is a mineral that has the power, the pressure, the strength, the speed, the momentum. All of these are branches of energy, Brother Rashid, to give the cell the power to do what they need to do to keep us healthy. That's why you can't be anemic and be in good health. Cells need power. Where do they get the power from? From the vitamins, the minerals, the trace minerals, the food that we're giving it, but all food is not the same. So the virus goes straight to our lung, hijacks the lung cells, and begin to replicate itself. Because we're compromised there in the lung. The beverages that we're drinking, compromising us. The fruits that we're eating, compromising us. The nuts that we're eating, compromising us. The saturated fat that we're consuming, compromising us. The other beverages that we're drinking, some of us drinking alcohol. Some of us drinking acidic fruits and fruit juices, sugary fruit juices, all of these things. Compromising our cells, compromising our lung cells. We're not cooking with the proper oil. We need essential fatty acids, very important. That's where fats and lipids come from, why we need to eat them. We need the essential fatty acids, because that is what's needed to release oxygen off the hemoglobin into the blood, into the cells. But if we don't know about all of these things and the function and the working of our system, then we'll be vulnerable to microbes. And the virus is a microbe. Number four, we have blood and the circulatory cardiovascular system. Of course, that's the circulatory system. And our blood must be clean. How often you clean your blood? Do you know how to clean your blood? Everything we eat, every time we eat, we have particles, debris, circulating in our blood, slowing the blood flow down. Our blood is supposed to move fast at the speed of light in order for our cells to be nourished. Health is all about taking care of the needs of our cells, all 75 to 100 trillion of them. If our cells are healthy, we will be healthy and we'll be in a much better position to fight any invaders. Now we need to know is how to support our immune system. And that is the next system, number five, the lymphatic system and the immune system. They are combined. I wonder why they are combined. What is the lymphatic system? It is the garbage disposal system in the human body. Lymph is garbage. In many of us, our lymphatic system is overworked because of what we are eating and drinking and breathing. It is overworked. If things are out of balance, we will produce growth factor for microbes. Remember that. It will make us vulnerable to the microbes. They're already everywhere. There's no place you can go where there's no viruses. Get over it. They'll scare you to death, sanitizing everything, and we cannot sanitize planet Earth. Think about it. You can sanitize your hand, fine. Wash your hands, better. Because the moment you sanitize them, wait a couple minutes, the virus is right back on them, bacteria is back on them, germs on them. It is the nature of the environment that we live in, Earth. Microbes are everywhere. Why are they everywhere? Because they produce the life on Earth to make it favorable for us to be here. Microbes did it. What does that mean? That means that they're going to be here far longer than we're going to be here. They made the condition on planet Earth for humans to exist. They're not going anywhere. So we have to learn how to get along with them. And the way we get along with them is to optimize our health. And we would be in harmony with them, in perfect balance, perfect symmetry. And a vaccine is not going to do it. I'm sorry to say, vaccine will never do it. So we have our lymphatic system and the immune system. The immune system is there to fight us against any microbes. We have T cells, B cells, interferons. We need ones that are ferocious, not wimpy ones. They're going to run and hide from the virus when the virus shows up. We need the ones that are ferocious, ready to do battle. Understand what I'm saying here. We have to support our immune system. So it will produce the T cells and the B cells and the interferon that are ferocious, that will go to battle for us. That's what we need. Number six, we have the brain and the nervous system. We have three nervous systems, central, autonomic, and peripheral. It is the first system that is developed in the fetus, in the womb of the mother, the first system that is formed. Isn't that something? What is that telling us? Our intelligence is our defense mechanism. We have to use our brain. We have to become knowledgeable. There can't be a time when we stop learning. If we do, we'll be taken advantage of. Because other people are learning. They learn how to manipulate this creation. And they will have master over us. So we have no option but to learn as well. So what we're sharing with you is very, very high science called universal science. And we'll share information about the school where you can go to get further information about health and how this universe is put together and how we have to be in agreement with it. Number seven, we have the joint, the spinal cord, and the skeleton system, all combined. Number eight, we have the muscular system. Nine, we have the urinary system. 10, we have a skin and intermediary system. And the viscera, our internal organ. And finally, we have the digestive system. Very, very, very important, our digestive system. We're eating food that we cannot digest because we do not have the enzyme to digest them. We will have problems with microbes because they are coming to eat on us. We will have growth factors waiting for them. No microbes or no biological organism is going to turn down free food, not even a human being. We're not turning down free food. This is how we have to look at it, brothers and sisters. When we do not have our health, and when our health is compromised, our own body will be producing growth factor for microbes to come and feed on us. Nobody has to do anything. This is what happened. Because we must always be in balance with the universe. If not, things going to come and eat on us. And this is what happens. So I wanted to share the 11th system, Brother Rashid. All of these are our defense mechanisms.
Right.
And our intelligence is the best defense mechanism. Even ourselves have intelligence, Brother Rashid. They know what to do. No one taught them. They have atomic intelligence. I cannot stress that enough. If you give them what they need, they will defeat any virus. A virus is no competition to a well-tuned body with all the cells functioning like they should be functioning. Well-tuned, fine-tuned, in shape, prepared for anything to happen. And soon it detects an invader, it destroys the invader. There's a whole mechanism of how our body destroys invaders. It's absolutely incredible. So we give ourselves what they need, they will take care of the coronavirus. So what we want people to remember is the virus is a biological organism that's trying to stick around as long as it can stick around. The nature of all biological organisms, microbe included, is for longevity. What's that? To live as long as it can. Brother Rashid, I've studied that word longevity.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems as though man is the only biological organism who do not strive for longevity. I wonder why. We are too quick to give up. We are too quick to give up. And with this virus, this microbe, we can see he's not giving up, right?
That's right.
If he's not giving up, why would we give up and be in despair and fears? Look how much larger we are than him. We can't even see him. We can't even see it. And we have a much larger brain. This thing do not even have a brain. And we're afraid of it. And we're waiting and depending on somebody to do something. Take care of the virus. Well, the way you take care of the virus is each one of us become knowledgeable of our own body because we have all of what we need to take care of the virus inside of us. Answer to that, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
We walk around here with this marvelous creation. And it should be in tune with the universe, where the universe is educating us, teaching us. But we can't take time to hear it, to listen, to see it. And we're afraid of microbes. Man, there's so many microbes. There's so many viruses. And here somebody's going to give you a shot to take care of one virus. They're going to target one virus. What are you going to do about all the other 300 or 400 viruses that we know of? What are you going to do about those to protect yourself? We have a problem dealing with just this one.
I'm telling you.
And we think the answer is a vaccine? No, indeed. The answer is not a vaccine. Vaccine will not improve your health. And people are going to find that out more and more. So the virus is putting poison in our blood. And in a person, a poison will contaminate blood and damage the DNA, the nucleus, and the chromosome. It doesn't make any difference if it's rat poison or whatever, or cyanide. Poison is poison. In the world of poison, they all do the same thing to us. There's no enzyme to digest poison. So even after we've gotten over the virus and we have poison in our blood, we have a problem. Even after we take a vaccine and we have poison in our blood, we have a problem. It's not going to disappear. It's not going away. I don't care how many boosters you take.
Oh, boy, I tell you.
It doesn't matter about the booster. We're being set up, brothers and sisters. I'm sorry. I feel real bad because too many of us do not understand our own body because we won't study enough to figure out where health comes from. We won't study enough. How do viruses move about?
Go ahead.
How do viruses move about? How do they go from one place to the next? And why they seem to be more prevalent during this time of the year? They really going to be putting on the beating the drum, so to speak, about the virus is coming. This is what the new variants is all about. Here's the thing. This particular virus growth factor is carbonic acid. That's carbon dioxide plus water. The atmosphere during fall and winter have more carbon dioxide in it than at any other time. I just want that to soak in. It's all about the signs. They talk about signs, but you don't hear this talk. The coronavirus is more prevalent during this time of year because the atmosphere is filled more with carbon dioxide than any other time. And the food source of this virus is carbonic acid, that is carbon dioxide plus water. All human beings has carbonic acid circulating in their blood. Believe it or not. This is where the gas exchange happens in our lung, so we breathe out the carbon dioxide, the carbonic acid. It has transferred to carbon dioxide. And we have to breathe it out. But some of us are wearing masks. That's another thing, Brother Rashid. We're wearing masks to hold carbon dioxide up to our face, a waste product of our body. Waste product. In the human body, it is very important for carbon dioxide and oxygen to always be in balance. Health is all about balance, Brother Rashid. Health is about balance. Once your health is compromised, it makes it easier for a virus to attack you. That's why we have to be curing all of our conditions. Quickly, we can't wait years, let allow years to go by, and we have a disease, and we go to the person just treat symptoms. Symptom treatment will never remove the disease from the body. We have to go to the source and remove the source that produced the disease. That's what has to be removed, and every disease have a product that produced it. So we have to remove the source of the disease. We have to remove the virus toxin from our blood. And we have to eat scientifically. We have to eat scientifically. This is what we have to do. If we don't know how to eat scientifically, you need a person like myself that's a health coach to help teach you that. And you need to become a student of symptometry, which is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of ourselves. Health is all about taking care of the needs of our cells, not neglecting the cells. If we neglect our cells, the microbes are coming to feed on us. Another thing that happened, Brother Rashid, when microbes are coming to feed on us, they team up with each other. Can you imagine? Microbes teaming up to take our life. It's not the disease that will take our life. It is the microbes that will team up inside of us that will take our life. This is even without the coronavirus. These are things that we must know, brothers and sisters. We can take anything for granted. We have to always be working on our health. We have to always be eating scientifically. And if we don't know what that is, we have no chance to fight off these things. So we have to want to change our diet and our habits to protect ourselves. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. So the virus floats on dust, Brother Rashid. That's his mode of transportation. And wind blows dust everywhere. If your windows are open in your home, if your door, your door got to be open in order for you to go into your own home. Every time you open the door, dust, wind blows it inside. Dust on our feet when we come inside, on our clothes, on our hair. It's on us. You're just going to wear a mask? And you're just going to wash your hands? The virus is everywhere. There's no escaping it. The only way we can deal with it is to improve our health. So we don't have the growth factors. So the virus will not see us at its food. If there's no growth factor for us and the virus is inside of our body exploring to see if it can find food, if you do not find food, Brother Rashid, you know what it would do?
What's that?
It's going to commit suicide.
Something.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
If the virus is always exploring our system because they're everywhere. They're always exploring us. Just imagine. It's looking for food. It's trying to live. Don't blame the virus. Blame us for not protecting ourselves. Blame us for not knowing what we need to do. Blame us for not having the kind of education we need. All of that, we can change all of those things. We can begin to teach ourselves the right education about how the universe works, how the universal laws that we have to obey. Because ignorance is no excuse. There's a price to pay every time we break the laws of physics and the one that govern the universe. Every time we break them, our body will give us a symptom or a sign to let us know that we are veering off the paradigm of normalcy. Man did not create the normalcy. Now here we got people talking about a new normal. What is that? We must pay attention to what these people are saying. There's no such thing as a new normal. If you're out of the normalcy, you're going to be punished. The almighty source creator set up the normalcy. Man had nothing to do with it. Man tried to upset the normalcy. You want to tamper with everything. So the virus mode of transportation is dust, and dust is everywhere. I can clean my computer screen off today and come back in the morning. It'll be more dust on it.
That's a fact.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I said, why don't we take a few minutes and give the opportunity for those who may have a question or have a comment.
Sure.
So a lot has been said, and I know there's a lot of questions in your mind, but this is information we haven't heard before. We didn't learn this in school. So welcome to the IWDM Radio. The program tonight is called The Science of Health in You. We're talking about the coronavirus. We're talking about variants. We talk about how our body works. And as I said earlier in the show, know thyself. And I love this. Take the F off. Know thyself. You know, they're giving us all the information we need to determine what's taking place in our lives. So for those of you who are on the line for the first time, I know this is new to you. And those of you who have been on the line before may have a question. I know you have some friends who got kidney diseases and cancer and diabetes and hypertension, some of these things that we talk about tonight is a direct reflection of why these diseases exist. And you may just want to ask a question to help somebody else, or next time invite somebody else on the line. So take the time out and just think, and I know you probably have plenty of notes like I do. I have 2 pages so far. And we're just touching the surface. We're not even beginning to talk to you about the things that really matter, about how the body really works. We're just touching the basic structure. But we wanted to get this out the way this week on the coronavirus and move on to bigger and better things. This learning lab, this classroom that you're in right now, it's going to be an ongoing educational workshops on how you function. Now, we got the form, our physical form, but what about the foundation and the functionality of that form? So anyone who has a question or comment, push 1 on your phone, and your hand will be raised, and I'll be able to bring you in to ask that particular question, and feel free. So I did have a question before no one's on right now. You had mentioned earlier about the mind and the brain must be in agreement to be healthy. So when I look at all the particular things that are going on in our lives today, all the diseases, all the conditions that we have, there's an answer for all of those things. You say every disease is curable. So
yes.
Could you just share with us a little bit about how the mind and the brain works together and, to deal with these particular things that take place in our lives every day?
Absolutely. That's an excellent question, Brother Rashid. See, Here's the question to answer that question. What created our mind?
Wow.
I'm going to answer that with a question. What created the human mind? And why was it created? Here's the connection. It is our cells that produce the human mind, all 75 to 100 trillion of them. And you know why? For us to do this right here, for us to make the right decision, the right choices. Life is about making choices, and it starts with our health. If we make choices that are favorable for the cells, the cell will reward us with longevity and health. They go together. Just to be living a long time and somebody got to feed you and carry you around is no fun. And do everything for you. What's the point of living to be 110 when you have to have somebody do all these different things for you? No, healthy longevity is what the person is seeking for. In order to achieve that, our mind must agree with what our cells need first. That is the priority, because if we're not here, it's not going to matter. Every time we make the wrong decision, when it comes to our cells, our body will give us a sign or a symptom, and it's never failed. And we do not understand what the symptom is about. The symptom is to get us back on course. It's not meant to kill us, nor is the disease meant to kill us. It is meant for us to get back on course because we made a mistake. If we have not made a mistake, Brother Rashid, we would never be sick. 95% of the time we're sick because of the food, beverages, and the water that we're eating and drinking. It's the food. And no one have educated us about the food we should be eating and the food we should be avoiding. So the health, in order to achieve health, the mind must agree with what the cells need. The cells are factory, like many factories. They produce all our body essentials and our brain essentials. No man understand and know how to produce them. Therefore, we give ourselves the raw material, the vitamins, the minerals, the trace minerals, the lipids, the fatty acids, the protein, the starch, the sugar, the fats, and the oil. All of these different things. And we drink water that has electrolytes in it. We use salt that has iodine, sodium, and chloride in it. All of these different things we need to know about the needs of our cells. And every time we break the physical laws, the laws of physics, classical physics doesn't make any difference. Atomic physics, nuclear physics, quantum physics, every time we break any of those natural universal laws, our body will give us a sign or a symptom. If we continue to break the law, a disease will be activated, believe it or not. So when our cells, when our body, when our brain or our mind make a decision that do not agree with the needs of our cells, right away, negative energy will be produced in the form of tension, friction, resistance, inertia. Those are the tangents of negative energy. And when that negative energy has displaced the positive energy in you, you will be on the paradigm of getting out of here, dying. Because your body cannot do anything when it's abound with negative energy. So it's imperative that our mind agree with what our cells need. And when our cells do not have what they need, they will let us know by giving us signs and symptoms. The symptom is a coded language that must be deciphered, and a trained symptometry can decipher the language, that coded language. In all over the world, Brother Rashid, the body gives the same symptoms. Let's show you how connected the human being is.
Yes.
The same symptoms all over the world. Mm. And they're universal. So surely we should have a way of deciphering what the symptom means so we can get back in normalcy and so we can stop making the mistakes. But if our brain is compromised, we can't see our mind, can we?
That's right.
But we can see the brain, and we can work on the brain. It is connected to the mind. Matter of fact, the mind is the abstract part of the brain. The Almighty created everything in pairs. It is the abstract part of the brain. The brain is the concrete, and they work together. So if our brain is compromised and we have plaque and we're unable to produce neurochemical, neurotransmitter, we have saturated fat, we have fat globules circulating in our brain where no fat residue should be. It will be slowing down or dissipating electrical impulses. That's why there's no insulation in our brain. And when it's cold outside, if we don't put a hat on our head or cover our head, we will be losing heat. Heat is paramount to cellular health. Everything about the vaccine is cold. Our cells need heat, thermal energy, to function properly.
All right, I have a question here.
So it is the cells that created the mind in order for us to make the correct decision to take care of them. If we take care of them, they'll take care of us. Hopefully that answered the question.
Yes, sir. To answer my question, that's for sure. I have a question here on my cell phone. I have two phones going here, and the person wanted to know, could you please expand on the respiratory system when you mentioned the gas exchange, how important it is, and how do we protect it? That was the question.
Excellent question. And I said earlier, our cells, all our cells need HDL. That's good cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
In order for our liver to produce good cholesterol, we need to consume unsaturated fat rather than saturated fat. We also need to cook with polyunsaturated oil. An example of polyunsaturated oil would be canola oil. And as that temperature change and freeze, that canola oil will still be liquid. This is very, very important. But if we give our liver unsaturated fat and polyunsaturated oil, it will produce good cholesterol. Because if we have saturated fat in our lungs, in our systems, the cells will become calcified. And if the cells are calcified, the membrane that's around the cells will be blocked off, blockages. Nutrient and water, electricity will not be able to enter, and toxin and waste will not be able to escape. The wow. cell membrane must always be permeable, so things flow into it and things flow out of it all the time. This is how our cell must communicate with the surrounding cells. So like I stated earlier, that there's carbonic acid circulating in all our blood. But the problem comes when we're consuming carbonic acid. Our own body will produce the carbonic acid, but we're consuming more carbonic acid, and that, our friend, we will have excess carbonic acid in our system. How do we get carbonic acid in our system? Okay, here we go. If you freeze water, it is no longer water. You change the molecular structure. It is now carbon dioxide, because it takes carbon dioxide to make things cold. Now you have ice, and then you add water to it to have ice water. It is no longer water. It is carbonic acid, carbon dioxide plus water. And our human body is made of 94% water, 6% nutrients. That's it. So we're consuming cold items, eating ice cream, eating ice, drinking ice water. If we're consuming saturated fat and we don't cook our meat scientifically to break all of the bonds to release the amino acid, if we eat raw plants, all of these things will affect what's in our blood. All these things will have a drag on all our 11 systems. And when our blood goes back to the lung to oxygenate it, this is where the gas exchange happens. The carbon dioxide or the carbonic acid in our blood transfers the carbon dioxide and we breathe it out. And we're unable to breathe it out because there are blockages and there are phlegm and congestion everywhere. The carbon dioxide is going to transfer into carbon monoxide and the person will have problems breathing. This is also called hypoxia. Where the person is suffocating. Now, the oxygenated blood is released into the cells, but it takes essential fatty acid in order to release the oxygen into our blood, into our cells. More transfer. In the blood, it carries all of the resources for the cells. Or in our blood. This is why our blood must periodically be sanitized, because we have poison in the blood too. We have particles in the blood. Because every time we eat food, brother and sister, it leaves stuff behind. Every time we produce energy by the mitochondria, it leaves stuff behind circulating in our blood. When we have the virus in us, the poison is left behind. When we have bug bites biting on us, they leave their poison in us. Mosquito bite, any kind of bug bite, they leave their poison and their mineral salts in us. They're toxic. And then we'll poison ourselves in the kitchen as well with the food that we're eating. That's more poison. So now here comes an invader, a virus, looking for food. Because of the food that we've been eating, we have excess carbonic acid. We have excess carbon dioxide. They're not kept in balance with oxygen. All these things are making us vulnerable. And we hear the news all day long about what is happening with the virus. It's mutating. It's changing. Nothing we can do. You got to line up and take a vaccine. All this has something to do with your ability to even think. And you're afraid. Negative energy is abounding you and your cells. Negative energy from everywhere. No one could be healthy with negative energy abound in their body. The cell will be compromised. We have to have positive energy. What is positive energy? It is the power, the strength, the pressure, the speed, the momentum, the electrical energy, the thermal energy. Those are the positive energy, over 33 of them, that our cells need. And the pathways to get nutrient into our cell must be open up. And this is how we support our immune system. And I'll go ahead and share that right now. There's a molecule that Centometry has called formula A16B. You might want to write that down. It helps our immune system to produce ferocious T cells and B cells and interferon and also an enzyme. That enzyme is called dehydrogenase. It will prevent the virus from replicating inside of us. The virus also have an enzyme to perforate your lung cells, to take it over, to hijack the mechanism in your own cells to replicate itself. Is that intelligent or not? Sure. Is it intelligent for it to be able to do that? Where did it get the intelligence from? The same place our cells has intelligence. Same place. That's where it got it from the source creator that created everything. So it's imperative for us to keep balance inside our own body. Otherwise, we would produce growth factor for viruses, microbes to feed on us, worms to feed on us.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just got an answer back to the question. She said, wow. That's all she could say. Now, she came back with one other question. She said, my husband smokes cigarettes and he has constant inflammation in his legs and his joints. Is there any type of correlation regarding the things that you're talking about? Did I have a 706 number on? I'll bring him on as soon as you answer that question.
Yes, yes, and yes. A cigarette have over 2,000 chemicals, poison, toxic. And we talked about the nature of poison and toxic already because they denature our enzyme until they are ionized, oxidized, or hydrolyzed out of our blood, out of our system. They will continue to denature enzyme. That word denature means it will make your enzyme worthless. That's why he has the problem. He has an enzyme deficit. He can never be healthy with an enzyme deficit. All of the poison that's circulating in his blood now must be removed. His blood must be sanitized so it can have the speed of light again. If the blood do not move at the speed of light, the cell will not be nourished. I don't care how much food we eat. I don't care the kind of food we eat. We can eat organic all we want. It won't make a difference. The nutrient will not go into the cells. because it is speed, momentum, that thrusts the nutrient into the cells, and that must be pathway to guide them into the cells. Every nutrient that our cells need have its own pathway into the cells. And we have to know how to create those pathways. We have to know how to create the pathways. The pathway for oxygen, the pathway for electricity, the pathway for water, the pathway for iron, pathway for magnesium, pathway for sulfur. Every nutrient has a pathway into the cell, and they must be created. If there are blockages, poison, toxic, eating the wrong, cooking with the wrong oil, consuming the wrong fats, our cell would be compromised. So if the person have a problem smoking, that means they can't break the habit of smoking. They need to call scintometry. Because once a person began to smoke and they have the habit, it's very difficult to break the habit, because on the hippocampus, the receptor has formed. And this is where the craving to smoke come from. Every addiction is housed on the hippocampus in our brain. Every addiction is housed on receptors on the hippocampus in our brain. And they have to be ionized to remove it, oxidized to remove it, or hydrolyzed to remove the receptors. If we remove and ionize the receptor, the person would lose their desire to smoke, or the desire for any addiction would be removed. If we just counsel the person, we can counsel them till they die. The average person would not be able to break the habit. Some people have strong will, but most people do not. So the person needs to stop smoking so they can stop poisoning themselves with all those 2,000 chemicals. And they need to know how to nourish their cells to get their health back. And need to start right away.
So they
need to know what food to eat and what food to avoid, what water to drink. All this is important. Thank you.
So basically, all those poisons get in the way, and inflammation takes place in those particular parts of his body. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Poison produce inflammation. Why? Because the cell can't do what they need to do to keep us healthy. Inflammation comes. The inflammation is coming from the debris, inflammatory debris. That's what inflammation is.
Okay.
Debris from those poison, from the toxic. They leave debris, soot on the cell. Remember, the person is smoking something.
Yeah.
And that smoke is going where? To the lungs.
Yeah.
And what do the lungs do? They oxygenate our blood, Brother Rashid.
Oh, my goodness.
They oxygenate our blood. So that's a cycle. So when the blood is oxygenated, it goes throughout the body carrying oxygen. And then it goes back to the lung to put some more what? Oxygen in it. It keeps this going 24/7. So if the blood is not oxygenated, there'll be many places in the body that will not have what? Oxygen.
Absolutely.
Oxygen is the life-giving element. Every cell of our body must have oxygen. We have oxygen
right.
in the air we breathe, oxygen in the water we drink, oxygen in the food we eat. But there will still be many places in the human body that will not have oxygen if there's blockages. I can't make it plain enough.
I'm telling you.
I hope I'm making it plain and simple.
Oh, you're making it plain. We have another hand raised here. We have, St. Louis, Missouri, 314-833. Hey, hang on just 1 second. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum and to you, Rashid Salam, and to you, Imam Dr. Abdul Shaheed, and to the IWDM listeners. This is Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah, the praise and thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost. I have to say, Dr. Shaheed, you do an outstanding job. I want to say you're making it very, very, very plain indeed in terms of how these systems work and how actually can affect the brain and all. There's nothing that you can do that's not going to affect the brain nor the other systems, as you were speaking about smoking, how important it is in terms of oxygen going through. You know, we breathe in oxygen through the blood and all of this and the blockages and all. I wanted to ask this question, been wanting to ask you this question for a while. What does symptometry say, or what is the perspective in terms of, because you talk about poison, the stored up poison, what's the view from symptometry in regards to colonics, or what can be beneficial or not, or what?
That's an excellent question. There's two conditions. I've learned there's two conditions to have a healthy colon.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the two conditions. And they're already related to the things that we've already shared. Condition number one, carbon dioxide and oxygen must always be in balance. What do that got to do with the colon? Here's what it has to do with the colon. If carbon dioxide and oxygen are not always in balance, then you're going to have what they call free radicals that's going to ravage all of your system, especially the digestive tract that leads to the colon. Okay, number two, the condition that we need to keep, the colon must always be alkalized, 7.5, 8.5. What people do oftentimes, Imam Shaheed, they drink acidic beverages, lemonade, coffee, teas, carbonated sodas. They drink liquor. All these things are acidic. We're breaking the laws of physics. If we respect those two conditions, you would never have to do a colonic. You would never have to do an irrigation of your colon. Because every time we put something inside of us, that's a chance for an invader to come in with it. That's invasive. What kind of water they're using? How clean is it? All you need is one little thing go wrong, and then you have an invader inside of us. Here's what Dr. Norton shared with his student one day. You can clean your colon as clean as a whistle, so to speak. But the moment you eat some food and you go to the bathroom, it's back again where the colon is supposed to be.
Well, you answered my question, Dr. Shaheed.
And here's another question, too, we have to remember.
Maybe it's a question that other people may have had on their mind, too. So they may have thought about it, but maybe just didn't have the courage to ask it. So
that's an excellent question.
So you answered my question, you know, because it's all in. You are what you eat. That's something that Elijah Muhammad said many, many years ago. You are what you eat and everything. And then the more insight, the more in terms of the science of what it is that you eat, the more informed that you are, the more you can stay in the right formation.
Yes, that's exactly right. So we need to learn what mistakes that we're making and correct the mistake. Ourselves will do the rest. Our colon and also all of our body has nine epithelium that lines every organ every tissue, every membrane. Those epithelium of our colon must always be renewing itself periodically. And if we're eating scientific and we're doing the thing that we're supposed to do, obeying the rules of health, our colon epithelium would be renewed. It would shed and regrow new epithelium that aligns everything. If our epithelium is prevented from renewing itself, then our colon will become smaller and smaller and smaller because of the concretion that will build up surrounding it. So that's another thing that we have to focus on. All of our nine epithelium must always be renewing themselves, because if the epithelium is not renewed, the organ will be compromised. Most of the time, we don't need to replace a kidney. We don't need to replace a liver. We don't need these things. We need to make sure to remove the blockage that's preventing the epithelium from renewing themselves, and the organ will be correct, will be back in functioning properly. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir. It absolutely is. You know, one question I have, let's look at cancer. Let me just say this about the colon. You told me something one time about the colon, that it produces all the minerals and the vitamins body needs.
Yeah.
And it kind of blew me away when you said the colon does this. So if you could share that. But I just let's talk about oxygen again and the cells and how cancer is derived. And can it be relieved? You know, people keep taking all these chemotherapies and all these types of things, and they think that's going to be the way. And so what can one do? If they've been diagnosed with cancer or have gone through that treatment, because basically the treatment put more particles and trash in your bloodstream as well. So if you can
Absolutely.
Answer those two questions, we're right at the 25-minute level. So those of you who are on the phone, and welcome to IWDM Radio. We talk about the science of health in you. If you have any question, any comment, anything, you know, I know we've talked about enough, Brother Shaheed, for someone to say, yeah, I want to know this, or my cousin has this, or my brother has that. You know, it got to be something that we are experiencing or that we know about for someone to ask the question. So feel free to just push one on your phone, and we'll bring you in to ask that question or just make that comment. So once again, we're at IWDM, Science and Health to You. Go ahead, my brother.
Yes, sir. That's an excellent question. Excellent two questions. First, the colon. Yeah, I was sharing with you one day that colon needs transit time. That means the time spent in the colon for those 33 strands of bacteria we
All
have
right.
in our colon. They nourish our colon. This is another way that our colon keep itself clean, healthy. It is the colon that will produce all of our vitamins and minerals that we need. In the colon, the colon will produce them. We go to the health food store, spend all this money for vitamins and minerals, right?
Right.
Our own colon has the ability to produce vitamins and minerals right in our colon. That's what those 33 strands of bacteria, good bacteria, are doing. And it needs transit time. If you go take if you irrigate the colon, then you're going to destroy them. If you go take a laxative and you think you're supposed to have a bowel movement every time you eat food, because you're not supposed to have a bowel movement every time you eat food.
Okay.
You need transit time, 8 to 12 hours, so those bacteria have the opportunity to produce the minerals and the vitamins that your system needs right in the colon. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. That's unbelievable. That is truly unbelievable.
33 strands of bacteria, and we want to wash out our colon? We want to destroy them? They will keep
the
colon healthy.
So where do the polyps come from?
Polyps come from eating oatmeal. Oatmeal has an alkaloid. What's an alkaloid? It sounds dangerous to me, though. It sounds dangerous to you? Alkaloid?
Ooh, man.
Alkaloid is come from plants. Alkaloids are heat resistant. That means you can cook it and you won't destroy it.
Right.
There's a alkaloid in oatmeal called beta-glucan. And what do you think this beta-glucan does when it get in our body? It produces polyps.
Wow.
Not only polyps in the colon, polyps in the ears, polyps in the nose, polyps on the palate, polyps in your eyes. You have polyps everywhere if you eat too much oatmeal.
Mm.
So food has a two-edged sword. And we must understand the food that we're eating. Food has a two-edged sword. I mean, it cuts both ways. And water has a two-edged sword. And we must understand both of them. So there's a downside to nutrition. Some people say eat this, eat that, because they understand the upside of nutrition. But there's a downside to nutrition that we also need to understand. That is the balance. And it's the beta-glucan in oatmeal that produce these polyps. If you keep the condition, the true condition, and you avoid eating certain foods, you should have a healthy colon. If you eat scientifically and live scientifically on this planet, knowing how to navigate these booby traps, the minefield, and this is what scintometry teaches us, how to navigate the minefields on planet Earth. And also now with cancer and oxygen, the cancer cell are deprived of oxygen. Every cell of our body must have oxygen. Oxygen is the life giver. It has the energy in it to activate life. But like I said earlier, we have oxygen in the food we eat, oxygen in the water we drink, oxygen in the air we breathe, but there will be still be many places in a person that will not have oxygen. Why? Because the food they have been eating is now blocking the cell membrane. The cell membrane is now calcified. It's surrounded with crust. It's that debris that's now jamming the cell. See, no one told us, Brother Rashid, that we have a mechanism in our body to remove solid waste. We have a mechanism in our body to remove liquid waste. But there's no mechanism in our body to remove particle waste.
Mm.
When we eat food and they break down to the little small particles, or we breathe in something that will not break down at all, There are four prolamins. These are called microprotein that's in all starchy food. I did say all.
Yes,
all
sir.
Plant food. Because all plant food is starchy food. Every time you eat starch, there's four microproteins, they're called prolamin, and these particles will break down, and here's what they do. Here's what they are. They are heat resistant. That means you can't cook them. They are water resistant. They're insoluble in water. They're fire resistant. And they're also frost resistant.
Wow.
Can you imagine that being inside of you?
Oof.
So how do you remove them? It is scintometry have discovered ways to remove all of them.
Yeah,
and you use subatomic particles that create the heat and the thermal energy to dissolve them.
Name for room.
So the food that we're eating and the poison that's in the food that we're eating is blocking oxygen from going into the cell. This is how cancer starts.
Wow.
We poison ourselves. We're eating the wrong, we're consuming the wrong fats and oil. So the saturated fat is calcifying our cells. So we don't have enough HDL to produce all our body and brain essential and the hormone. So our liver is now producing LDL, which is called bad cholesterol.
Right.
And the bad cholesterol will calcify the cell membrane, where nothing get in and nothing get out. Not even oxygen can get into it. And many people are already anemic. They have iron poor blood, not iron rich blood. And if the blood is not moving fast, how is oxygen going to get in the cell anyway? Blood must move at the speed of light. If you have circulation problems, where blood is moving too slow or not going to an area, that means that area will not have resources. Those cells will not have resources to produce what they need to produce to keep you healthy. The cells are many factories that produce all our brain and body essential. If they can't receive the nutrients, the raw material, and if they do not have the resources, the electrical energy, the thermal energy, the atomic energy, the nuclear energy, they can't produce the brain and body essential. And whenever they can't do that, Brother Rashid, they're going to produce negativity to get your attention.
Okay. I hear you.
Okay, we have another caller here at 706-627. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. This is IWEM. Read.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum.
Columbus, Georgia. I'm traveling in the car, so you might hear a little noise. I've been following the program. I've had 33 drops trying to get in on the program.
Wow.
But anyway, I enjoyed. Yeah, but I've enjoyed every minute that I have heard. Very informative, very good. But I also wanted to say, if I could, on the flip side, we also, as citizen maintainers of all life on this planet, the best of our ability and our education of
absolutely of
Allah's gift to us from the Quran and life of Prophet Muhammad. Just want to say right quick that, like everything, it does have a life cycle. We know everything Allah created has a life cycle. And yes, and it does feed and et cetera, et cetera. And I appreciate that good information the brother has given us. What I want to also on the flip side say is security. We are the maintainers and protectors. Now, what's the protection part of it? Now, don't forget about the schemes of the shaitan. What we are experiencing right now is a scheme of the shaitan to distract the human family.
Absolutely.
And which is Barzi is using this as a weapon, because we're not going to follow the guidance of the Quran or the life example of Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad said in the time of plagues and things like that, the first thing you do is stop everything. You don't let follow the source of the virus to where it is both active at, and in most cases that lets you know where the virus started from, and then you can use your science or level that Allah has given to people at that time to try to find out what to go about doing and protecting themselves. Now, we already know that the signs of this virus started in China. But see, they have made everybody forget all about that. Everybody's worried about the commercialization of it and worried about the body count and the sickness in it, which we should. But let's remember, until we get to the nature of this virus so that we can give the proper antidote to make the virus dissipate its own self, you know, and resolve this problem, but yet still the United Nations, all the people on this planet have ignored that China refused to let anybody investigate. This also can be an artificial virus that's been trained to do its eating and feeding on the human liquid system or mucus system, you know, because it's got to eat, and it's going to follow its food. So we have to be mindful that the Muslim world, to let people understand that this virus was attracted to a certain place, we have an opportunity, and China won't even let us study the nature of this virus because either it's artificial and it's either a scheme of the shaitan to distract everybody and they're worrying about this and thinking about that, which we should. But at the same time, they say another 500,000 people are going to die by March, you know. And they make us forget all about the collateral damage of this scheme of the shaitan to plague the planet. And at the same time, he's breaking the planet. All this food shortage, all this distribution, all these scare tactics, everything like is working. Because what it is making the whole breakdown of the human family's ability to cooperate and share and grow together. We've been distracted. We should be concentrating on making China, the people of the world, especially the Muslim world. Since we talk a lot of the brother show tonight that we are very blessed by Almighty God Allah to remember that we come from Adam. And we know the nature of anything that we want to study if we just be tolerant and patient. But so far, all we have is we know where it came from. It came out of the country of China again. They have refused to let America and any other country study the virus and how it came out of China. So, again, this is a scheme of the shaitan to cause chaos, economical collapse of the planet, which is going to cause more chaos, death, plague running all over the planet. We're already now up to, I think, 5 million people have died on the earth already from this virus and refuse to even go ask China or make China, even by boycotting them, isolating them like you're supposed to do a virus. You're supposed to isolate it. And if the whole continent is a virus, then we need to isolate China and make the world a health, the world, United Nations, army or whatever, using that language, not the right word, but using that language, to make China let us investigate how did this virus come out of there, what plant life, what animal life, how did this virus come alive, how was it disturbed, and why is it so vicious in attacking the human respiratory mucus and system for its substance. Well, I just wanted to bring that out to you because
we have
to keep the balance. Yes, sir. So I hope that will bring some enlightenment on. We know where the virus is at. We know where to find out how to study it, you know, and we need to make them give it up, inshallah.
We appreciate it, my brother.
Well, we appreciate those comments. Brother Rashid, I'd just like to say this.
Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, I just simply like to say, at this point in time, we don't have to worry about what's going on in China. We need to just take care of our own self, and we have the ability to use the knowledge that we have to do just that. We support our own immune system that the Almighty has blessed us with, and we use the scientific eating and scientific living, and we use the formula A16B. You take it periodically. And it produced the dehydrogenase to remove excess lactic acid from our circulatory system. It also removes and breaks down the chemical bond on carbonic acid, the food source of the virus. And it also produces the hydrogen bond that breaks on the essential fatty acid, breaks the hydrogen bond of fatty acids. So when we eat in the wrong food, we're cooking with the wrong oil, formula A16B has a dehydrogenase, will break the fatty acids, break it down so you can remove it out of your system. These things that compromise our immune system. So our immune system will take over and will produce interferons, T cells and B cells, and then interferons is our defense mechanism from any virus. I don't care what it mutates to. It doesn't make any difference. So we just got to get educated about our own health. If your health is compromised, you have underlying health condition, do not just take drugs. Find a way to cure your disease. That's what we have to be working on, to eliminate disease from our body, because the disease means that our body has imbalances and there's a price that's going to be paid. If things are not in balance, our own body will have the growth factor for microbes, and they're going to come. I don't care if nothing ever happened in China. If your body is out of balance, the microbes are coming to feed on you. It might not be the coronavirus. What difference does it make? It would be something that's going to be feeding on you. This is the point. We have to begin to take charge of our own health. We can't make nobody else do anything. If you invade the people, then that's war. More people are going to die. We have to use our own God-given intelligence. Health is an individual effort. There's no such thing as herd immunity. I'm sorry to tell you that. There's no such thing. You're not going to ever get to that point. Taking a vaccine. Health is an individual effort that we all have to strive for. Brother Rashid, I just wanted to counter what was said, and we appreciate the brother for sharing. We definitely appreciate him for listening. But we just need to take the responsibility of taking care of our own self.
Yes,
and to start with each one of us. Thank you.
Okay, my brother, we sure appreciate that, your explanation, because no matter where it came from, we still going to have to deal with it.
Who cares where it came from? Who cares whose name is on it?
I know. So we're coming down to the 5-minute area, you know, and those who are still on the line, please, you know, I know you have something to say or questions that you may have or, you know, a comment to make. Someone in your family has a problem, no matter what you think. Somebody on this phone's family member has a problem. Why wouldn't you want to be able to grasp some understanding, some information, or phone number, which he's going to make sure we give you before we leave, and some more information that you can derive additional information from. But push one on your phone. Push one on your phone and ask a question or make a comment. If I know we provoking thought, and I know one thing I always tell him, you know, it's so heavy what you're talking about. It's so deep. It's so nourishing that it's hard to come up with the right question to ask. But there's no question that's a bad question. So I know we shared quite a bit. Now, I just want you to take a few minutes, Brother Shaheed, and now that we got this out of the vaccine out and the virus information out, the variants out, what we're going to focus on for the next few weeks and how we intend to be able to take advantage of this learning lab and make sure it turns into a schoolhouse. And, you know, all those who are on today, you will be doing a disservice to your neighbor, a disservice to your family, a disservice to your children, a disservice to your friends by not sharing this valuable information on how do we take care of our bodies. You know, you are nothing but cells. Period. Every organ in your body is a cell. So why would you not want to provide this wonderful information, this great content, and share it with those that you love and share it with those who it means a lot to you. I have my daughter on. You know, and she just had a baby, and she wanted to know the question, Dad, ask him about what I need to do after I have a baby. I said, you could got on this phone and say it yourself. You're on the line, but she wanted to ask the question. She texted me these questions, you know, and so forth and so on. But what would be one of the things that one would do after they have a child? But also just share with us real quick. We got 4 minutes left on what the audience can be looking forward to in the future. The type of topic you're going to be talking about, and then you can answer her question as we close out. Okay.
Certainly appreciate it. And that's an excellent question. And that's where pregnancy management come in with Syntymagen. Syntymagen has a pregnancy management, and it deals also with postpartum care. The mother body goes through many changes during the time of pregnancy. And we have the hormones, we have the glands, we have HDL. All of those things are in charge. It's automation that takes place to build the baby, Automation takes place, automatic. So the mother should continue to enforce scientific eating as well as scientific living, because she got to produce the milk for the child. So that is the best option, the mother's milk. Brother Rashid, they have still not been able to imitate mother's breast milk.
And they never will.
And they never will. All the formula that's on the market, it's no comparison to the mother's own breast milk. The breast milk contains immunities against many diseases. It's amazing. The Almighty has not left out anything. So best advice is to continue to practice scientific eating. If you don't quite understand what that is, have her give me a call. We'll go over that again. That's the main thing. It's not always about the vitamins and the minerals. If you need vitamins and minerals, they need to come from cytometry because they would have been properly combined. That's a thing called valence in chemistry. The proper combining of the atoms and nutrients, all these things makes a difference. And what you get from the health food store, it just doesn't measure up. Doesn't measure up. Everything has to be timed, has to be put in the right proportion with the right ingredients, all these things. It's very, very important.
Okay.
And also, what we're going to be talking about in the future is the human, more about the human being and what makes up the human being. What is a human being? That's a big question. A human being is a priceless matrix preserved by salt and acid, fueled by different energy, and managed by hormone, enzyme, neurotransmitter, and neurons. That's what a human being is. And these are the things that we're going to be talking about in the future, how to replace and rebuild our ground substance that we're made out of, how to repair our ground substance from head to toe. How to do it? That's our responsibility. And we're going to be talking about those six natural laws. There are six natural laws, universal laws. And when we break them, there's a price to pay. And just quickly, number one, the law of automation, where things happen automatically. The cells know exactly what to do. We just got to give them what they need and make their environment balanced for them. Number two, the law of replacement, change, and rejuvenation. Our cell must divide to produce new cells. And that's very important. Paramount, if our cells are blocked from dividing, we will have symptoms and disease, no doubt about it. Number three, the law of contrast or opposite. There's a law, contrast and opposite. There's a pair for everything. Allah created a pair for everything. Everything has its pair. Number five, the law of indestructibility or eternity. I'm going to break it down to help us to understand what that means, how life go from one form to another form. Viruses are nothing new. They've always been here. And I just described earlier how viruses are formed. DNA virus, RNA virus. We have to bury animal and human must be buried or cremated. If their carcasses or their body or just or their corpse or just left out into the open, and then the DNA or the RNA that makes up the inner locking of our cell would turn into viruses. If we want to control viruses, this is what must happen all over the world. Bury or cremate dead animal and human beings. That's where viruses come from. Believe it or not, they just don't pop out of the air. And no man has no control over them. But even though they say this one is weaponized, doesn't make any difference. And anybody that have already come down with the virus and they took the vaccine and they don't feel comfortable with the vaccine, they can remove every adjuvant from their body. If they come to cytometry, they're compromising their cells. They're compromising their health. the chemicals that they use for preservatives, the mercury, the heavy metal, or whatever they're using, need to be ironized from their system. Otherwise, they'll continue to be compromised. Number six, final law. I'm sorry. Number four, the law of self-preservation. Every biological organism has a defense mechanism to defend their life. The virus is no different, and human beings should be no different. We need to know what our defense mechanism is. We already talked about that tonight. It's our intelligence. If we're not using it, then that's what makes us vulnerable. Number five, the law of indestructibility or eternity. And number six, the law of transformation and reinvention, what we always must be doing. These laws are cycles. They're always taking place, and we violate them, there's a price to pay. Brother Rashid, we have enjoyed ourselves tonight.
Yes, sir.
And I want to mention the food that people need to avoid so they don't have the growth factor for the virus in their body. This might help them, but if you have underlying diseases, you need to talk to someone who can help you to cure the disease. Every disease is curable. Disease in our body is a distraction and is a source for growth factor for microbes. They're coming to feed on us. It has nothing to do with the virus. This is what happens naturally. The viruses, the micro inside of us team up, and those would be the thing that take our life, not the disease. So these things that we must know about. So some of the food sources that we need to avoid are eggs, all nuts, seeds, all milk, cow's milk, goat milk, camel milk, almond milk, cashew milk, chocolate, olive oil, corn oil, peanut oil, coconut oil, palm oil, vegetable oil, sunflower seed oil, lard, chicken fat, as in fried chicken. Yeah, I said it. Chicken fat, as in fried chicken, saturated fat. Think about it, what is happening to us. It will compromise our cells. It will calcify our cells where nothing get in and nothing can get out. And when that happens, cancer can start. Spontaneous existence. When the life is favorable, life will appear, even cancer. This is how it come about, spontaneous creation. When the condition are favorable, this is what happens. Don't make the condition favorable for cancer in our body. It is because we made mistakes. We all did. Now it's time to learn, and eating just food chaotically and filling our belly with just belly fillers is not enough today. We have to use science and be systematic about what we are eating. Do not take it for granted. So turkey fat, trim up all of the fat. Trim it off before you cook the meat. Lamb fat, trim it off before you cook it. Bison fat, same thing. Caribou, goat, trim the fat off. And you must enforce proper cooking time, the time for cooking. Come back, find out how much time we have to cook the food. Butter, that includes liquid butter, lemon butter, makes no difference. Peanut butter makes no difference. Margarine, all cheeses, all of them. Avocado, even though it's a plant, it has saturated fat. Saturated fat is the number one cause of all modern diseases, believe it or not. It calcifies our cells. Avoid also soda, coffee, teas, ice, putting ice in beverages, eating ice cream, etc. Only cook with canola oil and consume unsaturated fat. Cook with polyunsaturated oil. And there's some other things that we can say, but they're going to have to come back for another episode.
Okay.
Very so we'd like to give our contact information if anyone cares to have it.
Go ahead.
If you have a question that you didn't want to ask in public, you can call us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. You also may send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. That's A Shaheed, and Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D, the number 2@gmail.com. And Brother Rashid, we also have a show on AM360 every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. And here's the number you can call into if you want to participate and continue to get more information. We have a show that called Optimal Health. And you can call into it, 515-605-9891, 515-605-9891, or 425-292-4253, 425-292-4253. And we'd like for you to visit the website of the American School of Centometry. You can also find many different articles related to your condition, information to help you to understand why you have what you have. And that website is amsos.org, amsos.org. It has indeed been our pleasure to be on tonight, and we certainly appreciate the time that you spent with us, and we hope you take some of this information and begin to apply it in your life. Thank you.
All right, my good brother, thank you very much, and thank you all who are on the line today. So I want to close out the evening with at least some announcements about what happens on IWDM, and we'll have our DJ, Mark Shaheed, give us that closing remark.
All yes, right, Mark. Yes, alhamdulillah. Once again, I want to thank you, Rashid Salam, and you're very special co-host here on the Science of Health and You Learning Lab. It's been a real treat for me. I've taken some excellent notes, and I want to just say to Imam Dr. Abdul Shaheed, I know you stepped on some toes tonight, but that only just says our feet were not moving in the right direction. Correction. So if it's not moving in the right direction, then you can see why some toes were stepped on. So, you know, we just have to we have to shape up, or else we'll be shipped out. So here on IWDM Radio, tomorrow we look forward to the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab that will air here at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. It would be Najwa Abdul-Tawab, as she will be closing out as the co-host of every first Wednesday on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, and we will be on the 21 indispensable essential qualities of a leader, and we'll be on communication. We'll be on communication, so you don't want to miss that tomorrow. And following that learning lab tomorrow, it would be the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. And we have a very distinguished, esteemed guest, Dr. Kadir Abdul Sabor. He will be joining us, and the topic, of course, will be education, online education, New Africa online education. So you don't want to miss that interview and dialogue I have with him on the MGM Roundtable. And following that, on IWDM Radio, the Sister Learning Lab, which is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with dear Sister Karan Shakir, the Jewel of the South, that's the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, will be joining me on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. That will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And a very, very special guest this Thursday, one of our very scholarly learned imams, who is a forerunner in healthy male-female relationships, and that would be none other than my good brother and friend, Imam Fahim Shoaib, longtime resident imam of Masjid Worth Theme there in Oakland, California. And he will be commenting on the third letter in the word ripple, which is partnership. So you really don't want to miss that. And that will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. Our special guest facilitator, Imam Fahim Shoaib, will be joining us, inshallah. And after that, we will look to Friday, always here, Salat to Jumu'ah Day with Imam Michael Mikhail Sahir, longtime resident Imam Al-Nur Islamic Center there in Indianapolis, Indiana, and always each and every Friday. That begins at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. So for those of you who may be immobilized and not able to go to your local masjid or Islamic Center, you can catch it right here on IWDM with Imam Mikhail Sahir. Each and every Friday. And also on Sunday, the longest running production that we have here on IWDM Radio is Words Make People. Yes, once again, hosted by a very distinguished, esteemed Imam Michael Mikhail Sahir. Always a very intriguing guest and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. So we do ask that you tune in. And that's each and every Sunday afternoon, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon, Central Standard Time, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And, of course, each and every Tuesday, as we hear, boy, this is relatively a new production, but it's fast-growing on people because of the information. And just as Rashid Salam has said, don't keep it a secret. You know, let your family, let your friends, your associates, your neighbors, your community members know about this outstanding production, the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. And that's each and every Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. The Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab, and all these learning labs, you know, you want to bring your bring your pen and pad, take good notes, have a conversation with your family, share it with your family, and come back. Don't come back by yourself. Bring somebody back with you. And also, we want to encourage you to listen in to Study Out Islam with our dear sister, Fitra Muhammad. Some of the most outstanding intellects in our community, life topics that she shares each and every Sunday morning. Those who are in the Eastern Standard Time Zone, Study Out Islam begins at 10 a.m. your time. And the Central Standard Time Zone is 9 a.m. And Pacific Coast Time is 7 a.m. And there's a new number. I think I got it down pat, but if not, you can dial the old number, and it'll give you the new number. And that new number is 717-908-1837. So once again, that new number for Study Out Islam is 717-908-1837. And the passcode is still the same. There is 684012, 684012 pound. And so you want to tune in and get that powerful message that one of the outstanding intellects in the community, Imam W.D. Muhammad, will be delivering. Also, we want to make sure that we support the Muslim Journal. It's the lifeblood of our community. And also, the time to be grateful is the major fundraiser. You know, we ask that you do go and type that in through the Muslim Journal or through the Atlanta Masjid and register for the 2021 Time to Be Grateful. I want to say that by taking shore here in the gateway city of St. Louis just last night, it was a unanimous vote to have the Time to Be Grateful zoomed in to the STL. And so those of you who may be listening in from St. Louis, you'll get that announcement come to Juma this Friday. So also encouraging those of you who listen in to do the same thing, and let's support our own newspaper that is the Muslim Journal. And so with that being said, I want to say back to you, Rashid Salam, and to you, Imam Dr. Abdul Shaheed, this Salam is for you and yours. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you very much. And thank you again, Brother Abdul. And I look forward to getting with you next week and beginning the process of optimal health. Okay.
Absolutely.
That's what we're working with. You know, so inshallah, we'll talk soon. And the greetings to everyone who's still on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam.